Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. And we're all modern, up to date.
Yeah.
For 2019, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, upgraded. Upgraded. They're just showing a few celebrities like John Travolta, Madonna, with new looks and stuff now.
Oh, I haven't seen John Travolta.
So maybe we should come up with the new looks.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, you can't hear it?
No.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay. I can't hear myself, though.
No?
That's a little better.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, no, well, maybe people are playing around with it.
Right.
This is
yeah,
better,
that's better.
Right?
Yeah, okay. That's way better.
All right. But you can hear me just as loud?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Good. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. We're back after a long weekend since I was too fucking lazy to get up yesterday. And I just, no, what happened was I had like, I went to sleep rather early for me, like 11:30, 12.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was the whole sleep, I felt as though I'm half asleep. It's like I was aware I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And that's shitty sleep.
Yeah,
you know?
Horrible sleep.
So I woke up in the morning, I'm like totally dazed. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I've never had that kind of sleep before.
I get it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I guess I have to be really tired to be able to sleep well, you know? It's like I have to have a joint right before I go to bed. Otherwise,
it's like useless.
That's what happens, you know? I guess my body's used to it already.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's what it is, so.
And yesterday was raining and gloomy and shitty anyway, so.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I love the rain. I don't mind it. They're saying there's going to be some tomorrow.
Yeah.
More, right?
I saw a bunch of days, actually. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's
okay. We
can
use some rain. We could use some rain.
It's supposed to rain like 3-4 times this week, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I know it's Saturday and Sunday it's supposed to rain.
It is winter. You know, we need some rain.
Yeah.
We need some water.
Yep.
Yeah. So how you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I didn't do anything this weekend, actually. I just chilled.
Good for you. Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, no, I wasn't in the mood to go out.
Stay out of meeting more men that are not appropriate for you.
Yeah, definitely not. I just started talking to some guy on Instagram from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of want to go to Chicago for a
weekend. Oh, you do? already?
Well, you'll never know unless you meet in person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
Hold on, I just got a message for you.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll show it to you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, who's writing me this shit?
That would
I
be
totally
Pops.
Forgot. Yeah. Well, Danny's phone was was not working, so she tried mine and sent a text, and now I'm getting the text back from someone I don't know.
Was he being mean?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Well, I don't know. I can't. I didn't even read it.
Oh, okay.
But at any rate, so this guy you just met.
Well, we haven't met.
No, I mean, you started talking.
Yeah.
And you already wanted to go see
Yeah, absolutely. The sooner the better.
I got to tell you, you got to stop with those long-distance relationships.
I think long-distance is what I need.
They don't work, man.
Yeah,
I'll
but
tell
I
you
think
why.
That would work for me because same distance doesn't work.
No, but look. Every time you want to be with him, you can't. You know how frustrating that is? You know that everything that you do has to be talking, you know? And maybe in this age, people do like phone sex and shit, you know, with Skype.
No, God, no. I've never had phone sex ever in my life.
Right. So you can't cuddle him. You can't do anything with him. And it sucks, you know, because then all you do is talk. And when you talk all the time, it leads to arguments and fights and shit.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't
know. Because you see, when you with someone, you know, let's say you have a fight or something, you go and you hug each other and you kiss and you go back, you know.
Right.
And you don't talk all the time either. There's other ways to communicate.
Right.
But, you know, I'm telling you from experience, I've had this twice and I hated it. Because you're so, like, wanting to be with that person.
Right. And from LA to Chicago is a pretty long flight.
Yeah.
It's like expensive. 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
I still want to go.
Have him come here.
He can. He's an actor. He's on set. Till May. He was actually just here the day we started talking. He left the night before.
Really?
He came out for somebody's birthday. I was like, that's awesome. That's just my luck. That's cool.
Well, try it. You know, but remember my words. You know, you invest too much of yourself in it, it becomes a frustrating thing, you know,
yeah.
because you can't have them all the time.
Yeah, not and I hate nearly. Flying.
Yeah.
So that probably won't last long.
Yeah, and how many times are you going to fly anyway? You know, even if you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive, you mm-hmm. know, to do those trips.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Wish you the best with that, you know. There's fucking 5 million men in this town.
I'm all set. I don't want to date anyone that's from Los Angeles or lives here. I'm over
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
Everyone's exactly the same. They're all the same.
Not necessarily. The place does make you. I realize that.
Yeah,
you
people
know?
Change. I'm like,
they do.
You were not like this 5 years ago. Stop.
Yeah. You can tell by the way people drive, you know?
Yeah.
Once you leave LA, everybody drives nicely. Once you get close to here on the freeway, suddenly everybody.
Everyone like a
shit.
NASCAR racer. Like,
yeah.
Stop. Know where you're going is that important.
Yeah. I do have to admit, usually I'm the fastest one on the freeway, you know?
No, not me. I'm in the slow lane getting beeped at for sure. Like, bitch, go faster. I'm like, no.
It's because I go as fast as I can. So if the road is open, I'll go 80, you know, on the freeway.
Well, 80 is not that fast.
No, but in town it is. On the freeways in town. What I mean is...
What do you mean? I'm so confused.
Okay. I mean, a freeway as opposed to a highway. A highway is those that go between cities and stuff.
Right, right,
you
right.
You have a long drive.
Right.
Those 80 is slow, but if you drive here on the 101,
right.
80 is very fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody drives 80 except
yeah.
me.
Except for the assholes where they drive by and you're like, look at that douche, which is you.
That's me.
Where's this douchebag going?
But I don't cut people off. I just try to stay on the fast lane, you know. I don't have patience. That's the problem. You
I
know?
Have so much patience.
That's one problem with the Israelis. They don't have fucking patience.
I have too much patience.
It's a cultural thing. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Too much patience.
But that's good, though. I mean, you're able to tolerate more, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh, well. Did you watch any of the movies we talked about? Like Bird Box? I'm almost at the end of it.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I subscribe to Netflix again.
I should probably watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it tonight.
I'm almost, I think I'm going to finish it tonight. I'm like at the last quarter of it. And, you know, look, in the beginning it's pretty cool. Then it gets kind of slow because they're building relationships between the people.
Right.
So you know how that takes time?
Right.
And that kind of sucks, but it's an interesting idea. And
it's a creature, right?
Well, you don't know what it is.
Oh, they don't say.
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe in the end they will. But
yeah, maybe.
But I doubt that they will, I'm telling you. Because that's how they tell stories. They want you just to leave with still not knowing everything.
Yeah, they kind of just want you to get the underlining message of the story without really focusing on what the story was actually about.
Yeah, either that or the monster or whatever is out there is not as necessary for... to end the plot with or
right.
whatever, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, because often, I mean, I'm telling you, in this genre of movies, they often don't even explain to you. Like Stephen King, for example, will always have books around different phenomena, like, you know, and then he never explains where it came from.
Right.
You know, what it is, where it... But, you know, like, did you ever see Under the Dome? There was a series.
Never even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, never heard
well,
of
I
it.
Well, I read the book and saw the series. It was pretty good. It was just like this little town and a big invisible dome surrounded it. Now, they can't really see it, but when you go there, it's like a wall. You can't get
through
it.
Wait.
Like
wait.
Big dome. Like,
who was in this series? Was it relatively new, like a couple years?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the guy that's always plays a mob guy, right?
The bald guy?
No.
Oh.
Never mind.
I don't even remember everybody that was in it, but probably.
Yeah, there was a show kind of like that. Like, people lived in a town, and the guy was like, this isn't normal. This is like... There's got to be something outside of this wall. Mm. I never finished watching it, so
yeah.
It just was too much for me. I was like, this is so confusing, I'm over
yeah,
it.
No, that's not it. That's not it, because the wall is just kind of there.
Oh.
And you can't see it. You just realize it's like they shoot bombs into it to try and penetrate through it from the military. Because they were like isolated
okay, yeah,
inside
no.
this bubble.
No. Nope.
It's pretty cool, but... They never explained what it was, where it came from, anything like this.
See, I don't like that. I don't like where you just go straight into it with no like background. It's like you need to give me a little bit of background.
No, you'll get background, but you won't get like how did this dome appear here? What is it?
Right.
Because I guess that's part of the story, you know. There's no explanations for everything.
Mm-mm.
So that's what they're trying to say. I have to show you this because, or play you this because, oh, look, it's like I picked up three stories. I only see the tabs on the browser.
Right.
And they all start with woman, like it's the headline. And I'm going, wait a minute, which one is that? Because I get three stories, I guess, that have woman in the headline. But you got to hear this. This woman at Fort Lauderdale at the airport, she was recorded screaming at a JetBlue employee. Did you see that?
I saw the video.
She was like drunk.
Rapist. Like,
yeah. Okay, let me play this for her. I'm homeless. Bit, okay. It's about 40 seconds. But yeah, and she's like jumping over the counter mm-hmm. and everything.
Yep.
So this is because they had to cancel a flight out of there because of computer failure. But she was not going to have any of that. So let's listen. Wow.
I don't understand.
She says, get me out of this airport.
I know.
Get me out of this, you know. She freaked out.
Was she on the flight or was she just in the airport?
No, she was on the flight. So she went to the counter where, before you board.
Right. Okay. So what's the end of the story?
I don't know if there's an end. Well,
there's
got
to be like,
arrested.
She got detained. She's on the no-fly list now, obviously.
Yeah.
Now you're definitely not getting home, girl.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it went viral and everything.
Because imagine freaking out like that on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Like, you'd have to emergency land.
Yeah. No, if she did it on the plane. Yeah.
Yeah, so she has to be put on the no-fly list. Like, I'm like, no, you're batshit.
Exactly. You're blacklisted in the fucking airport.
Yeah. You are canceled, girl.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's a viral thing also of a dad dragging his girl through the Washington airport by the hood of her coat, just dragging her on the floor. What the fuck's wrong with people?
I don't know, but the kid probably had like a tender tantrum.
Yeah.
And the dad was like, I had just about
enough
of this.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go anywhere.
Oh, but sometimes you just got to like leave stuff not for public. I mean, I'm not saying he should be doing that in the privacy of their home, but like if you're doing that in public, you probably beat the shit out of your kid.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, come on now. Dragging her on the floor like a freaking... No, because you wouldn't even drag your animal. You'd put your animal on a leash. So yeah, that's even worse than how you would treat an animal.
Yeah. Yeah, you pick her up and you fucking take her. What do you
Child services
her?
Is probably getting involved.
Somebody's going to fucking arrest this guy. You can't do anything today without being videotaped.
Exactly.
You know, so there you go.
You literally can't. Everything you say and do is recorded.
Right. That and the fact that they can spot your faces from space. Do you know that? From like from drones and shit, they can actually spot and recognize your face
like
on the street.
Yeah, like that's in movies and stuff, like Born Identity and stuff. They
right,
use
but
like,
I saw that's real.
Yeah, I believe it. I totally believe
it. So facial recognition is way beyond anything.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So fuck, no privacy there. Mm-mm. Everywhere, every time you leave your house, you know?
Yep.
And probably even, like I sit on the balcony, I see the building across the street has cameras looking on the street and stuff. And then they probably videotape me every fucking day, you know, but all I'm doing is sitting there and reading.
Right.
But still, I'm thinking, you know, people can fucking follow everything that you do.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Oh, well, I'm not doing anything interesting. You go ahead and follow me. Follow my every move. You'll stop because I'm so boring.
But going back to Bird Box, I felt it was a good movie. You got a good cast there and everything.
Right, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock and stuff. Although I kind of got tired of watching her because I just saw Ocean's 8.
Right.
I'm like, that's too much Sandra Bullock for me. But otherwise, yeah, she acts well. She carries the movie. And there's a couple of other actors there. Oh, what's his name? John Malkovich was there. You know who he is?
Is that the black guy?
No, he's like a crazy guy.
No, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm really, really bad with faces, but I'm good at like, oh, this guy was in this.
Right.
I just wouldn't know his name.
Right.
Unless I'm a super fan and I'm not really I'm like more a fan of woman actors than I am male actors.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, if you look him up, you'll recognize him. He's been in a lot of movies. So
I watched The Bachelor last night.
And how was that?
It was 3 hours long, which was completely unnecessary. But it just goes to show how, like, that show has built one of the biggest fan bases in the world for reality TV. The first episode has to be 3 hours.
Yeah, because I guess people like romance and shit.
Yeah, because they think, oh my God, one day this will happen for me.
Right.
You know, like, I'm going to be on this show. Right. I'm making it on. I'm going to find my husband.
Right, but why would you want to, you know, fight or compete with 10 or however many
honestly,
women.
Honestly, the concept's really
fucked
up.
For one guy, though? Yeah. You know, I mean, what the fuck?
The concept's fucked up.
How good can he be, you know, that everybody
he's
wants
he's a virgin. Yeah. The one that's on now, he's a virgin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You definitely don't want that.
No. He's 26, too. Like, you're not ready for marriage.
Yeah, and he's going to discover sex. He's going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Man. Like, I'm like, the first time you have sex, you think that's going to be the last person you have sex with? You're going to be fucking everybody.
Yeah.
You're like, yo. And it must be legit that he is a virgin because The Bachelor is such a big show. If someone had, in fact, fucked him before, they would have been hit in the tabloids.
Yeah.
No, I lost my virginity to him in high school. So he probably is a virgin.
Right. How old is he? 25?
26.
26. Wow.
But 26, you've never had sex and you're damn sure not ready for marriage.
Those are the best 6 years of your life.
Your 20s. Actually, I think they say your 30s are supposed to be your best 6 years.
Yeah.
Now, because no one's in relationships, obviously.
Right. But as far as having like a lot of sex and stuff, I mean, those ages, like, you're all over the place.
Exactly.
Although at your age, you guys still, like, do this. I mean, that's what you were telling me. Everybody's fucking around.
Right. Know? Exactly.
So, yeah.
Unfortunately so. I just want an older man.
Yeah.
Like, someone who's done. Like, are you done?
Nobody's ever done.
Are you fucking done yet?
Look at these guys that are 60 marrying 30-year-olds.
I know. That's because it's a midlife crisis.
No, because everybody wants younger women. Listen, women are at the prime in the 30s.
I think if you look younger but you're older, you're good. Like, I think I'm going to be good.
No, but the thing is this. I'm not saying that that it looks great when you have a guy that looks like,
no,
you
but
know,
they
twice
want,
the age.
They want a younger, the chick that looks younger, obviously.
Exactly, because
yeah.
It makes them feel younger.
Yeah.
You know, no wrinkles, no yeah. cellulite, no, none of that.
Well, even young so girls have cellulite, men, so fuck y'all.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what men fantasize about. I'm not saying that it's politically correct on anything, but on a primal level,
yeah,
that's what men want.
Yeah, they I mean, I hear meat, it, I feel, you know? It, I get it.
And look, everybody's like that pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, even men. I mean, look, women when they get older, they want a man that's stable and everything.
Right.
But when you're young and you're not looking at marriage, women are the same way. You
right.
know, it's like they want like the fresh meat, the young guys that are muscular or whatever, you
right.
know, in good shape.
Right.
You know, so.
I don't really care. I mean, obviously, I would want my man to look good naked, but I also don't care if he has like rip roaring abs and muscles. Like,
right.
if he had a little bit of chub but still look good, like, right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I think most people are. I mean, look, not everybody marries models and shit.
No, yeah, no. I think at some point you just say, yeah.
Yeah, I'll settle for
yeah.
a few more pounds.
Yeah. Like, this'll do. I swear I'm never getting married. The guy
that
I'm talking to now is 37, almost 38.
So that's older for you.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's a good age.
Okay. Yeah, before they turn 40, I guess, would be good for you, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, at what point do you want kids?
Yeah.
Why don't you have any yet? So
right.
many questions.
But that doesn't mean anything, really. I mean, when people say, why haven't you married by 40? Well, some people don't want to.
Yeah,
they really don't want to, you know? So it depends. What if you haven't met anybody you want to have kids with?
I know.
That happens, you know.
Because there's people that I'd like love to fuck, but I would never, in the grand scheme of things, ever have your kid.
Right.
Like, love to have fun yeah. with you. Definitely not having your child, though.
Yeah. But then again, after 40 years, you should have had a chance to meet somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
One person. Just one,
well,
maybe.
Well, maybe they did. You know, many people were close to marriage, and then they broke the... You know,
yeah.
cancel the wedding
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, and
know.
Then maybe they just never got over that heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I envisioned my whole life with this person. And now it's that life is not happening.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I have an accent and everything. Do you think it's thick? It's heavy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, yeah.
Because this
heavy.
Woman told me that in the elevator, and I'm like,
There's nothing wrong with accents. Accents are cool.
No, I know, but I was hoping it would be his thing.
No, you definitely have an accent. Tell.
Yeah, I think it's one.
No,
of...
No, who on this planet can't tell, Sam? You don't sound American.
Fuck.
Yeah, like
thought I was.
No, no.
But at any rate, she tells me on the elevator. I just met her, right? She was coming up to the station. She says, "Where are you from?" You know, and I told her, and she says, "Oh," and I said, "Yeah, but I've been here 42 years." Right. She's like, "Wow, that's a pretty thick accent for 42 years." And I felt, I told her, "Well, I have a radio show; nobody complains." You know,
I don't think because no one complains about accents because people think accents are cool. Okay. Just because someone says it's pretty thick doesn't mean, hey, your accent is shitty.
Right, but it's not often you hear on radio someone with an accent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no, most people at are all. Not, you know?
But
most people on the radio sound pretty much the same.
The same, exactly. And that's why when I went, I told somebody, you know, because we've discussed it several times now, I remember, especially in the beginning when I started being on radio and people could hear me.
Right.
I would say, you know, I want to go to a speech coach.
Right.
And help me get an American accent.
You don't need to get an American accent.
So people told me, they said, why would you want to sound like everybody else?
I know. It's so played out.
So, yeah, I don't know. But at least people understand me. What the fuck, you know?
No, you do. Because there's some people that do have accents where I can't understand
them. You can't understand a word. Yeah. You
like
know?
There's the two Middle Eastern guys that I dated out here, there'd be certain times they would say shit and I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue what he just said.
Wow.
Like, not a clue.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you know, and my English is good too, so it doesn't make people think, oh, he's less smart.
Right.
Because, you know, when people don't speak very good language,
right,
they, you know, people feel they're less than.
Right, exactly.
You know, that sucks. But I got to tell you, I met up with someone for the first time, and she was Chinese.
Recently?
Recently.
Like on a date?
Yeah.
Where did you meet her, Match?
EHarmony? Well, EHarmony, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, so you got to understand, I get the biggest dogs on the fucking recommendations there on the Matches. I mean...
What do you mean by biggest dogs? What does that mean?
They look like dogs, okay?
I think dogs are cute, so
okay,
compare them to something else. I love dogs.
Like pigs? I don't know.
Oh my God, that's horrible. No,
I'm telling you, they don't look good.
Basically saying you met up with this chick and she didn't look good.
No, that was not so much that as the language and the culture. And I felt we're so different. I don't think how well... I can't carry like a...
Conversation?
An intelligent conversation with her because...
So where did you guys go?
She wouldn't understand anything. To a Chinese restaurant.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Did she pick or did you?
She picked.
Oh, okay.
So it was... Yeah. No, so it was like an authentic place.
Right,
know?
Right.
She was talking to them in Chinese and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did she like know them? Did she work there?
No.
She just like...
Yeah.
Does it seem like she's a regular?
She's probably been there.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but if not...
So you guys went through a full date.
Like when I go to an Israeli restaurant, I speak to them in Hebrew.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. But sometimes you can tell if someone is like a regular or if like their friend works there. Like you can tell a difference between if they're just like talking in their language or if they know someone on the staff.
Right. No, she didn't know anybody.
Okay. So you had a full-blown date.
Yeah. Well, lunch. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you hugged her and...
I hugged her because I always hug
when
I first meet him and stuff. And so just that, but that was it, you know.
So nothing since.
Nothing. But no, but I wrote her a message and I explained that to her.
Mm.
And she said, thank you for the message. I understand, blah, 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 you know. It's better than to ghost, you know. I think ghosting
is horrible.
It is.
It's like the most disrespectful thing on the face of the planet.
It is, because you're not putting closure.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that person is not important enough for you to face them.
I will be honest, though. I've definitely ghosted some guys before.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hang out with a guy once or twice, and then I just won't ever respond to their text ever again, because it's just like, at that point, I think maybe...
You just don't want to deal with
it. And I don't feel like I owe you an explanation. It wasn't there for me. I don't need to.
But still.
I know, but like, I mean, don't.
You know, you at least showed some interest, and suddenly to cut off completely, I think, is offensive.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, that's what I think. That's why I did it. You know, I mean, it's hard to let somebody down, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's your problem, not theirs.
Right.
If you can't do it. So, I mean, it's not easy, you know, when you don't speak the language. And people have that problem.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I need to be able to hold very intelligent conversations because I think about deep things. You know, I have a vocabulary and everything. So, you know, it's not. So for me to talk about basic things all the time.
Right.
Or to explain everything you're saying. I said, I'm on the radio. She's like, what's radio?
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Mm.
And, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it's like, I don't really care about the language. Like, if I met someone who spoke a different language, it wouldn't necessarily bother me that much. What would bother me is going to their family functions and everybody talking in a different language and I didn't know what they were saying. That's another reason why I know I would never end up with a Middle Eastern man, because I know that that cultural aspect of their life is so important and I would never be able to give that to you.
No, and they won't let you in because...
Because I don't speak. And I'm obviously black and covered in tattoos.
Right, and probably... And they might be Muslim too, so you're totally...
Not.
No.
Yeah.
You're the Antichrist.
Yeah, basically. Like, if someone ever brought me home, their mom is having a heart attack for sure.
Really?
Yeah. It's fine. I've given up on Middle Eastern men. No Middle Eastern men all 2019.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
No. They still think the way men did 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's not like that anymore. Women are asserting themselves and they're not going to fall for that shit anymore, you know?
No. And you know what? It's funny because now that I lived in LA and I see this culture, it's like I'll see so many Middle Eastern men with Spanish women or black women or Asian women or whatever. And they'll all play that gentleman card in the beginning and like sell you a dream, knowing that they're never going to be able to bring you home.
Yeah.
Like I've sat down with multiple like Persian men, Armenian men, and they're straight up... I can never bring someone like you home. Like, and these are just my friends, so they can tell me straight up. It's not like I'm trying to fuck them, you know? Like, he's like in high school, my friend told me in high school he dated this Spanish chick. And his dad didn't talk to him for like 3 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm exactly. So good.
Go for something easier. And
like, you're in America. Right. Shit's mixed. Get the fuck over it.
Exactly.
Like it's that's what irritates me about shit. Like you are in America now.
Right.
Shit is mixed. You don't want your kid to be in that environment. You should have kept him wherever the fuck you came from.
You're right.
Simple.
But they come here and they bring their own fucking, you know, customs and traditions with them.
I know, but it's racist almost. Well, honestly, we talk about racism and it's racist.
In this society it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and they don't want to call it racist because it's like, no, it's just a culture of views. But your culture of views are racist because you're basically saying I'm not good enough to date you, or your parents are saying I'm not good enough to marry you because of who I am.
Because of your race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not who you are, but what you are.
Exactly.
Right.
Because if I was Persian and I was dating a Persian, your family would be like, oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. Right,
exactly.
But because let's just even say I'm a white girl, you know, like say you're dating Rebecca, you can't bring her home.
Right.
But I think Middle Easterns probably have a better chance of bringing home a white woman than a black or Spanish or Latino or Mexican.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, I mean, because families...
Asians are like that too. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I know a lot of but Asian people that can culture, only marry like in their culture.
Right.
Like if you're Korean, you got to marry a Korean.
Right, right. And with many of them, it's like that.
Yeah.
That's the old school. That's the, you know...
My parents are like, well, whoever makes you happy.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I haven't really talked to my dad. I'm so annoyed because my phone is still not on.
Really?
His tech is good.
Yeah.
Whatever. He called Gabby and he was with Gabby and he's like, I had a dream that you met a guy and within a couple of months he proposed to you. And if that happens, I don't need to meet him first. Just say yes.
Yeah.
As long as he makes you happy.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, you're going to have to meet my family first.
Exactly. And you have to.
And he told me, Danielle, you're 30, about to be 31. No one needs to meet your family first. We'll meet them when you guys are talking about the wedding. I'm like, no.
No. Because this is your background. This is where you come
from. Yeah. Like, and what if you don't like my family?
Right.
Or what if you don't click with someone in my family?
What if they don't like you?
Yeah. Like, for the entire century, my sister has always been like, I don't like him to any guy I've ever dated.
Yeah.
And I've never listened to her, but she's always been right.
Yeah.
So like it's really important now that I'm at this age where I'm like, okay, baby, marriage, I want that. Yeah. I got to listen to the people I care about. So if I do meet someone, he's got to meet the fam.
And you got to be very aware of their background, because that's what makes a person.
Yeah.
You know, where they grow up,
right.
Their family,
right.
Their environment. That's what makes them. So you can tell a lot about the person,
right.
By meeting their family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. So, you know, the trials of trying to date and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I've sort of like...
I'm not really interested in dating right now.
I know. I'm not either.
Yeah, like I'm just like, ugh, it's like so... It's so draining.
Anybody in my life.
Yeah, it's just so draining. I'm like, if I want to like have fun, sure, I'll have fun. But like the whole concept of like falling in love right now, it's just...
Right.
It's so far gone for me, and I'm kind of over it that I'm just like...
Right.
I've literally lost hope in it and faith in it. Like anything I've seen in movies, I just don't think is like going to happen for me ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't seem to attract anybody attractive. So I don't have anybody. You know, I can't play.
Play what?
Play
women.
Play around.
Can you play women?
Just like you said, have fun, whatever. How did you describe it?
Like dog around, fuck around.
No, you didn't even say that. You just say play around or have fun.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like if you want to have fun. Yeah. I don't have anyone to have fun with either. So.
Right. So, but that's what I'm saying. I mean.
I'm very picky though. Like I shouldn't say I don't
have. But you can have anybody you want.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I shouldn't say I don't have anyone because I literally could snap my fingers and have somebody
exactly.
If I wanted to. But I literally, I'm like, no, nope, nope. Yeah. You're not worth it. You're not worth it. You're not worth it. Fuck you. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I really value my vagina.
Yeah.
So for me to give
that's
you that.
That's a good thing. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, I'm not just going to, like, sleep with this dude that I think is a 6 on a 10 scale just because I'm horny on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Well, I'm not doing
so
that
so you can
either.
Brag to all your friends how you got a 10 and I fucked a 6?
Right.
No. And the thing that. People used to say that ugly people tried harder, and I hate to say the word ugly because ugly is really mean. But like,
it's
less
not
on
mean.
A,
it's true. Some people are not attractive.
Okay, so we'll say that.
Okay.
People that are less attractive or not attractive,
right.
Supposedly try harder, but in this generation, they're not even trying.
Yeah,
they still like a dude that knows you're out of his league, and right. I'm witnessing this firsthand. My friend Michelle is hooking up with this guy who's literally. A 3 at best, out of her league, doesn't put much on the table for her. Like, if she ended up with him, which she's convinced herself that she is, like, she has a very long, miserable life ahead of her. But
yeah.
She won't listen to anyone. Like, I went out with her for the first time, not this weekend, but the weekend before. And the whole time,
right.
She's just arguing with him on the phone because he's, like, that control freak that's controlling her while she's out because he knows for a fact you are out of his fucking league.
Yeah.
So when you go out, he knows you can meet someone... Who's a 10.
Right.
So you got this 3 who you would think would treat you like a queen because he's a 3.
Right.
But he's treating you like shit.
Right.
And women are dealing with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 2019,
so
no.
Settling for anything.
Anything,
huh?
Yeah. Because no one wants to be by themselves.
Yeah.
I'm fine being by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not even going for an 8 at this point.
Yeah.
You got, and I'm not even talking about looks.
Right.
Because your looks could be... A 7, but your personality puts you through the roof, puts you at a 10.
Right. Well, do you want to see ugly? Let me show you ugly, okay? Because I'm going to bring up my account here, and you tell me what you think about these matches, okay? Because I'm really like, it really irritates me. Just kind of go and swipe through them. I don't even have to look at them.
Okay.
Okay? You can just go to the left, just swipe. You
She's
know.
Not... Ugly, she just looks like she smokes a lot of cigarettes.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even looking. I'm just telling you, whatever you
Is this who you went
with,
out with?
No.
Oh, well, she's cute. She's
no.
Not.
Cute? I don't know. These are new ones, by the way. I probably haven't seen them. Yeah, but you start going through the pictures and you realize these pictures, like the first ones they put up, don't look like them at all. You know? I mean, sometimes you just go, what are these pictures, you know?
Well, it's, you know what it is? It's just, she's cute.
Yeah, maybe.
She's
maybe.
55. She looks good for 55.
Yeah, but look at her other pictures. Are they any good?
Let's see.
I don't know. Maybe today is a good day.
She only has one picture, so that's weird.
Yeah, you see? Mm. And many of them just put blurry ones and stuff.
Right.
I mean, in today's age, you don't have to put a blurry fucking picture unless you can't find one that you think is good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the way, read the message. You might as well. You have it there, right?
Oh.
In the text on the bottom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I can multitask.
All right. So there's a woman here who earns $40,000 a year as a professional cuddler. And what she does is, I think I've seen this before, but she earns $40,000. She's 48.
Wow.
She looks rather pretty attractive, I guess, but, you know, nothing like model type. And she will hug you and cuddle you for an hour or more.
Yeah.
$80 an hour.
People do it.
Yeah, huh?
People pay for it.
Yeah.
Isn't I would be too scared crazy? I'd get killed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep this till he responds back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what kind of fucking people... Well, first of all, I guess I would see why somebody would want this. Right. You know? But then again, someone like a stranger is cuddling you. I don't know, man. You might fall in love, you know? She probably has a lot of guys wanting to fuck her, too. You know, but it doesn't work that way. So she does it. She says hugs can be standing, lying, or seated in many different positions. It's strictly platonic, and all clients are fully clothed at all time. Yeah, right. And they finish in their pants or something, you know. That's not necessary that... But, you know, I mean, look, everything's sexual. What are you going to do, man? They're showing you this guy just cuddling, snuggling up to her, and they're sleeping. That's
yeah, hard. People do it. Men yeah. do it.
Oh, no, man. What the hell is this? Okay, I know what's going on.
Who's that?
Hold on a second.
Was that a FaceTime?
No. You see, that's the new fucking Skype, man. I hate it.
Who's Skyping you right now?
No, well, that's our phone line, too. When someone calls through a phone... So somebody's probably calling into the show or possibly a wrong number or something because we normally don't get calls here. But Skype forced us to install a new version. And now it all looks different. You can't shut off the fucking ring like it used to
be.
But
who's Skyping you?
Well, I'm not saying they're Skyping. What I'm saying, look, we have a Skype number.
Right.
So people call from their regular phone to a regular phone number, and it rings on Skype here.
What? That's yeah. really weird.
But it's cool because it lets us do these things.
Oh.
Like, you know, do remote shows, do phone calls and shit like that, you know,
right.
without having to have a physical phone. So now they fucking like, you know, we put it off upgrading because we tested the new one. It wasn't good. And now, yesterday, just froze. It says you better update or...
Yeah, it'll do that sometimes. Even, like, if you have, like, a web browser like Firefox, if they have a new version, it's like right. Firefox just won't work until you get the new version. I'm like, come on.
But that's what happens. You see, so it starts fucking ringing in the studio. What the fuck, man?
It's all right. I like the ringtone.
Well,
I like
yeah,
the sound it makes.
Yeah, but, you know, you're not supposed to hear it when a call comes in like this and interrupt the show.
Right.
At any rate, her clients, the youngest client is 20 years old. The oldest was about 75. I get all kinds of people, male, female, gay, lesbian, transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, well, she found a niche then, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, whatever makes her, whatever pays your bill, honey, but just be safe. I hope she brings, like, pepper spray with her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Now, did you watch the Golden Globes?
No.
And but did you see this viral thing about the Fiji water girl?
Yeah. She's so funny. She did that on purpose. She's like, how am I going to get noticed? And this is what
that's
people do.
That's not what she's saying.
No, but I'm sure she was like, when she's making those face expressions, that's probably what she was doing. But they worked. Have you seen all the memes with her?
Well, no, I didn't see expressions. I just see her like in every picture.
Yeah, no, but she's smiling. She's making like a face expression, but people are like zooming in. And it's like when like...
Really?
Yeah, when your boyfriend said uh-huh. or blah, blah, blah. Like they have like a bunch of memes for it. Is it memes or memes? I don't know. Whatever it is.
Memes, you're right. You finally are saying it right. Memes. But at any rate, so... She's quite hot. I mean, they hired her because she's a model. And she was holding the Fiji water, which is just water bottles, and walking around with them. Fiji was the sponsor.
Right.
And so she's like in every picture, and they figure that...
she's cute, too.
Yeah, she's very mm-hmm. cute, you mm-hmm. know? So it's not like she's... I think they're writing back.
Oh, it's
yeah,
my mom.
Just give it to me at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's a heart, I think.
Yeah.
They're having the whole conversation on my fucking phone. Make sure you delete it afterwards. Yeah, I don't want to see your text.
Well, my phone works now, so.
Good. So tell her let's move over to my phone for now.
Yeah.
And please wait.
Well, just have a good day.
Minutes.
Love you.
Yeah,
bye.
Please wait 10 minutes.
Yo, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so hungry.
Oh, well, because you didn't get anything. Sometimes you come in here eating, no?
No, I had like, I know this is really weird, but I had cold cuts this morning.
Oh, really?
Like, sometimes I just get a weird craving for that, so yeah. I ate that, but...
What time? Like 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, but I honestly think, I don't know if I'm hungry or if it... There's, I feel like I'm going to vomit, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the bathroom
real quick? No, I can hold it, yeah. But I'm like wondering if it gave me a stomach ache.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that out.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, okay. And I'm supposed to go work out after this.
Really?
I got to get my shit together. But sometimes when I drink water, I get nauseous.
Maybe.
Does that ever happen to you?
No, because I don't drink water.
Oh, ever?
No, I do a little bit. But oh. No, I don't get nauseous.
I always get nauseous. If there's no lemon or something in it.
Right.
Yeah, I just took a couple
of. So you don't like the flavor?
Oh, no. And I hate Arrowhead. Don't get Arrowhead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know the difference.
Water tastes different.
Really?
Yeah, like Dasani's disgusting. Arrowhead's disgusting.
Really? Because nobody ever said anything. I'll order you a special one.
Yeah.
We'll get you Fiji
water. I like
water.
Life Essentials.
Yeah?
Life. I think it's called Life Water or something.
We'll get you Fiji.
Yeah, that's
with
like...
this girl in the picture.
Yeah. Well, the dude I used to date would be like, anytime we'd go to a restaurant, he's like, let me get Fiji ice cold on the rocks. I'm like,
yeah.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
It is.
Now I get it.
Yeah. You know, but I'm wondering, why is it that the eyes always... gravitate to beautiful faces? I don't know. Does it happen with you too? Because I mean, she looks fine.
She looks beautiful.
She's very
beautiful. She's very cute.
Yeah, look up the Fiji water girl. You'll probably find her up there. So they're saying that Amazon is now the most valuable company on the planet, and it surpassed first Apple was, then Microsoft for a little bit. Now it's Amazon on top with about $810 billion.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy. But it's no wonder, right? I mean, they've taken the world by the balls, man. You know, I'm selling my books on Amazon now.
Yep.
Did I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Already sold, how many? Like 50 units, maybe?
Well, the thing is, Amazon used to have like the best, most affordable prices compared to like Walmart
right.
and Target. And now it's like, they really don't.
Really?
Like if I...
No,
if,
come on.
No. If you compare like, okay, if you put... Like if you put the Swifter jetpack refills
right.
in your Walmart cart versus Amazon, Walmart's cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like...
So maybe on some items.
Some.
But you're right. It used to be cheap on everything.
Way cheaper.
Yeah.
Way cheaper. It's like people used to be like, I'm going to Amazon because Amazon's cheaper. It's worth waiting for it to ship.
Right.
You know? Wow. Now it's like, maybe I'll just take my ass to Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but you can buy online from Walmart too.
Yeah. And they do same day delivery too, depending.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, they're definitely giving it to Amazon. I mean, they're not going to give up that easily.
Yeah, no.
You know how big Walmart is? It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Walmart goes out of business, it'll be a sad day.
It'll be a sad fucking
day. Well, Toys R Us went out of business, and they're coming back.
Right. Yeah, under somebody else, right?
Yeah. I think it's new management, but it's still going to be
Toys
R Us. But you know what? It's because... No one appreciates shit until it's not there anymore.
Exactly.
So when Toys R Us shut down, everyone was like, no.
Right. I want to have a toy store.
I want to, yeah. Like, because it's like your kids grow up with it. The kids
exactly.
don't want to just get a package in the mail.
Right.
They want to go to the store and be like, I want this, 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 this. And then as a parent, you can be like, well, you can get one of them.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
But nothing was sadder than when they shut down and they had the giraffe.
Uh-huh.
With a little note next to it. I was like, come on. We really got to cry right now.
What?
Toys R Us out here making us weep.
Yeah. So what, they wrote a message or something?
Yeah, like a little like note about, oh my God, I got to find it. Hold on.
Yeah, like we have to go. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something.
We're going to be missing from your life. Yeah. No, give us some toy stores. I used to love taking my kids there, you know?
It's like part of childhood. It's not the same. Like even when I was a kid, they had FAO Schwartz.
Yeah.
This
is funny. I get like a very funny emoji from one of your family here.
what they said.
It's an emoji that goes like,
is it the 844 number?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dad. Because I texted my dad, I'm like, what is going on?
It's an emoji of like, what, I don't know kind of thing?
Well, he goes, hey, I moved out. I'm not part of that plan. Don't,
okay.
Don't ask me. And I go, what the hell, dad? So he sent that back.
Okay, tell him not to send to my phone.
No, just delete it.
This is funny.
I can't find it. It was right here. Oh, it says caption. It says
A woman dies. A woman died. You know those clothing bins that they have where you can,
what?
You know the clothing bins on the street?
Ew, yeah.
Where you can donate clothes and shit like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So she climbed inside
to get clothes.
I guess, right? Because why would she? It's
homeless?
Not like to put clothes in. She got stuck there partially and pronounced dead.
Wait, yeah. She partially in?
Or? Partially, like half. She was stuck.
So she suffocated?
Probably, yeah. Or something. Because, look, the thing has a door. It probably, like, pressed on her.
Oh, and crushed her.
Yeah, or something. God, or
that's like some Final Destination shit.
Fuck, right?
So this is the message.
Yeah.
It said, thanks to each of you who shared your amazing journey to and through parenthood with us. And to every grandparent, aunt, uncle, brother, and sister who's built a couch cushion rocket ship, made up a hero Avenger, and invented something gooey. Promise us just one thing. Don't ever grow up. Play on.
Oh,
see?
Makes you want to cry.
Yeah, I was getting teary-eyed reading it. Like, how do you do that to us? You can't do that to us. And then have the cute little giraffe picture.
Right.
You know?
But it's like taking away Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know? And which I brought up because I guess they're raising the prices now.
Which Disneyland. It's already expensive to begin with.
Right. But they're adding Star Wars Land. And that's don't opening. Care. So I guess they got to pay for that. So the prices can be up to $149.
It's like $150 for Prime. Now.
No, it's $130. Well, I guess it depends when you buy it and right. when you're going.
Right, right, right.
Because they have blockout dates and shit right. like that. But
like I told you how my friend wanted to go there with his kids.
Uh-huh.
And to stay in the hotel for one night was like $650. It was like almost $2,000 for like three nights in the hotel.
Wow.
And he's like, we just stayed outside of the park. And
yeah. Why do you have to stay at the Disneyland hotel? There's a million hotels.
Yeah.
And then you just pay for entry. Which
I think
is
it's just
expensive
probably
enough.
Easier when you have young kids because they wake up and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, we
you
have
know?
A Disneyland hotel. Well, yeah, but $600 is excessive.
That's so much. That's like staying at the Mondrian Continental or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Or what is it called?
I don't
Mandarin?
Know.
Mandarin Hotel?
Where, here?
No, it's like all over the place. I don't know. But it's like a really, we stayed, me and Gabby and my parents stayed once when me and Gabby got booked for a party.
Right.
And it was like $700 per room per night. And the hotel was shit.
Really?
I was like, how is it $700?
Yeah.
It's not a good hotel.
All right. Well, that's it for today. We're totally out of time, Danny. What is any no work in the on the horizon for
no.
nothing? Huh?
No, I'm looking, but
what
no.
the fuck, man?
No. I've been really like trying to buckle down on getting my book out. Not that I'm gonna make I don't think I'm gonna make millions of dollars off of that, but as I'm looking for one thing, I'm not going to stop doing other things because I feel like sometimes I get flustered and I don't multitask. So all I'm right. just trying to learn how to like.
So even if you do one at a time, I mean, look, you got time. That's one thing you do.
Right. Have. Well, I want to release my book by Valentine's Day.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. Have a great day and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.